If you are a Sex and the City fan, then you've already seen the first two episodes of And Just Like That, which is the, it's not really a reboot. It's kind of like where they are now. You know how like they're bringing everything back, you know, like the Connors, they brought them back to what's going on with them right now. And everybody's older and on with their lives and that kind of thing. And just like that, people have been very excited. It's been really big news the entire time it's been shooting here in New York City, because every time they shoot, it's one of the few shows that everybody shows up. The paparazzi show up, the fans show up. And I saw more video of them shooting the show than the actual show yet. You know, so everybody was very excited about it. But, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes it's best to leave the past in the past.
All right. First off, why didn't they just call it Sex and the City?
Because there is a Sex and the City. Sex and the City was a series and it's over. So they're trying to distinguish Sex and the City from this new version where Samantha is not a part of it, where there's no Kim Cattrall. There was a famous picture that was put out that was, we weren't sure whether they were throwing shade or whether it was just accidental, but they gave us one of the first stills about 6 or 8 months ago, and it was Sarah Jessica Parker as Carrie, Kristen Davis as Charlotte, and Cynthia Nixon as Miranda, and they were walking down a street, and there was a trash can right there. So people were like, oh, I get it. So the fourth character is Samantha because she's trash, because she's gone. She's a trash can. They hate her. Like, she's in the dumps. But, you know, and they were like, no, it was just a happenstance. It wasn't intentional. So that was a big controversy, whether, you know, they intentionally took a photograph next to a trash can to be like, fuck you, Kim Cattrall. You know what I mean? And then there's been literally dozens of Instagram pages that have millions of followers that are dedicated to every aspect of this show, of shooting it, the outfits. One of them is called Just Like That, The Outfits. Do you know what I mean? So this has been a big part of pop culture. The exciting thing about the show was the lead up to it. Because the show itself, spoiler alert, is terrible.
And you are a fan. You went to both movies. You watched the series relentlessly. You were,
I know it by heart.
You are a huge fan. So for you to say it sucks, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was one of that generation who grew up watching the show, and you know, all your friends are like, which one's the Carrie? Which one's the Miranda? You know, that was always a thing. And because I was a writer and I had long blonde hair at the time, my friends were like, you're the Carrie. So yeah, I'm their target. I'm exactly what they're going for, as are my friends. So what's interesting is that Kristen Davis is a producer. Michael Patrick King, who was one of the producers and writers of the original, is the main producer and writer of this. So all the people that were involved, even Darren Star, all the people that were involved with the original, you know, I figured, well, maybe it's new people. Maybe that's why it's so terrible. Here's the problem. I realize now it was always written by gay men who hated women. That's what I think now. I now think, because my friends would never speak about me in the way that the Sex and the City writers, the materialistic and misogynistic way that they viewed women. So my big issue with this is that instead of just taking us like what they're doing now and what they're up to, and they're still friends and they're hanging out and they're going to eat and blah, 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 they had one theme that was on and on and on throughout the entire show, and it was so insulting. I'm going to play a couple of clips for you, and you see if you can figure out what the theme is of In Just Like of and Just Like That, right in the very beginning. It's like the first.
I just think the gray ages you.
No, you think the gray ages you. Because if we're friends and I'm this age, you can't be whatever age you're pretending to be.
All right, that's number one.
Number one. Okay. Here's the
next
one.
Instagram, podcast. I guess you're passing as younger too.
Let me just say that Instagram and podcasting have all been around for a very long time, 15 years or more.
Mike Helmut, not a good look on a 58-year-old Jew.
OK, Okay, got your age. And now Steve, Miranda's husband, who is about 52.
What's new?
Hey, I got hearing aids. I'm an old timer now.
No, you're not.
Okay, first of all, why does Steve have hearing aids? Okay, so as you can hear, the theme of Sex and the City is, I'm old, you're old, she's old, we're old.
Mm.
Okay, first of all, you're the same age as Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lopez. Do they look old to you? Do you think they walk around apologizing because they have a wrinkle or they're not as whatever as like a 20-year-old? No! They just live in their damn lives. And this is what I'm saying. This is the construction of gay men who imagine what women over 50 must think of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As if you can't look in the mirror and think, I look amazing. I'm better now. I know who I am. I can tell the world to F off. They have this view that if you're not, it's really ageist is the best way to put it. And I'm really surprised that Kristen Davis and Sarah Jessica Parker, who are producers on this, allowed this kind of dialogue over and over and over. They made it about their age constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They kept apologizing the entire time. You know, they're not 80. If they were 80 and this was like one of those movies where, I don't know, if it was like Golden Girls or something. Even the Golden Girls. I mean, think about that. The Golden Girls, which is the show that Betty White is sort of famous for. You know, she was on that show with like three other women, and they were all in their 60s, 70s. One of them was in her 80s. They never made an age joke. They were just women living their lives, trying to get laid, going to dances. One of them dealt with the whole thing of, I think, like, the daughter was going through an abortion or whatever. I'm just saying, like, they never went, I'm so old. I'm not going to go out anymore because look at me. My tits are on the ground. No! The entire thing was about how they've aged, how old they are. And then because one of the criticisms that the show always faced was that it didn't have enough people of color, they wedged in as many people of color.
Oh.
For no reason. It was like suddenly Miranda's taking a class and the teacher is black and she makes some comment about her braids and then it becomes this really cringy, awkward conversation. Like, I'm sorry, you're an attorney who wants to go into human rights and you're going to sit there and talk about a woman's braids and make her feel like she shouldn't be a professor because she's African American and has what? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's calling attention to how unwoke she is because she's old and old people can't be hip or cool or intelligent or respect other people. I can't respect you. I'm too old. It's so insulting and so infuriating. It's not like it's your grandma. We got to teach your grandma that. No, I'm sorry. We don't say that about gay people anymore. No, I'm sorry. We don't say that about whatever people anymore. No, these are women who live in New York City. They live in New York City and they're in their 50s. So it does not ring true. It is completely insulting. And I will tell you the worst part. This is a major spoiler, but it's everywhere today. So if you're a fan of the show, you probably saw this story. You've heard about it. You're following it. I apologize in advance if you have not seen it, but at the end of the first episode, Carrie's married to Big. That's how they ended Sex and the City. They get married, right?
Right.
Big is on a Peloton and has a heart attack and dies.
Does he really?
The very first episode, he gets off the Peloton to get into the shower. He's feeling not so good, so he drops his phone in the shower, and I guess either it was too far away or we're not clear as to why he couldn't go reach his phone and call 911. And he grabs his arm and slides down the shower. And then Carrie comes home, finds him. He's still kind of alive. She starts yelling, John, John, John. Because we found out his name is John, obviously.
We never
knew
that.
She's not going to call him Big to his face.
Right.
And then you don't know whether he's dead or not. So I watched the first couple of minutes of the second episode, which is the last I'll ever watch of it. I'm never watching the show again. It's so bad. And you see a body bag.
Oh, no. They killed him off that quick?
So they kill him off, and I guess, you know, they've already shown scenes of the funeral and all that kind of stuff. Carrie is back on her own. And one of the things that people are very upset about, actually, about this on Twitter was like, Carrie could never make it work. It didn't work with Aiden. Mm-hmm. It didn't work with dude who broke up with her on a post-it.
Didn't work out with Bon Jovi.
Didn't work out with Bon Jovi. It didn't work out with Timothy Oliphant. Mm-hmm. Like every single guy that she banged or was interested in a relationship with, it always ended up where they dumped her for some reason or she messed up somehow. And it was like, she's finally happy. The message is you can finally find love. And then they kill him off. Again, it's that old person theme. It's the idea that he's a little older than she is. He's probably 60.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, you can't be 60 on a Peloton. You've got to die. And it was so
too much for your heart.
It's too much for your heart. And it resonated so intensely with people that today Peloton stock fell by 11%.
Because it kills people.
That's the message, that the Peloton classes are too intense.
Right.
And if you're over a certain age, you should not be on a Peloton. I mean, like the CFO of Peloton and all their people, they have all these like doctors who work for them. They all came running out to the media today going, wait, hang on. No, Peloton's actually the opposite. It stops you from having a heart attack. It keeps you alive longer. Go get yourself a Peloton. Like they had to get out there in front of it. Because Sex and the City basically said, nah, Peloton, if you're over 50, gonna kill you.
Can you imagine if you owned Peloton? Fuck me.
Right, I know.
Really? We're spending all this money to advertise this company, and you show somebody dying on it.
Right, I know. And that's exactly what happened. So, and then even like the excuse, they go into a whole thing of why Samantha wasn't there. They couldn't just say, she moved to London. She got an opportunity. She moved to London. She's really happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's not talking to any of us. That could have been enough. They had to throw in, well, she's over 60. And if she doesn't do it now, when is she going to do it?
Oh, no.
It's like, you know what? People move at any age. You know, it's the fact that they, again, had to throw in a number. They had to throw in, like, a reason why she moved. Well, she is over 60. And that has to do with her moving to London. Why exactly?
You know, I wonder if people in the 80s had this conversation because there was a movie called Cocoon. Remember
uh-huh.
Cocoon? It was a bunch of old people and they find a pool with alien stuff in it and then they feel young again.
Does it make them young or they just feel young?
They feel young.
Okay.
So they can run bases and they can do all kinds of things because they found this alien pool and it made them feel great again, you know. But when you look back at it, Wilford Brimley was main character in that movie. Mm-hmm. He was 50 years old in real life. So he's like your grandfather. And then you look back at it, and when they started filming, he was 49 when they started filming it. Yeah.
No. That's hilarious.
So you look back at that and go, okay, well, it kind of makes sense now with Sex and the City if back then even you were calling 49-year-olds in an old age home.
Yeah, but he didn't look 49. He's looked 70 his entire life.
I know, but you look back at it and you go, oh, man.
No, but it wasn't like if it was Robert Redford, you know, then you could be like, well, that's weird because he's, I mean, even now he's in his 70s and he looks hot. He might even be 80 now, but he looks amazing. So, no, it has to do with the fact that Wilford Brimley just, he's always looked 100 years old. But that's the whole point. These girls don't.
Mm-hmm.
These girls have, they're city. And here's the weirdest thing about this. So I'm watching these three women who are pretending that 50 is really old. Like, I don't know how do we function? How do we breathe every day? And then you look at Real Housewives. All those Real Housewives are well into their 50s. Some of them are 60. They've had so much work done and so much plastic surgery, and they are off living their lives. Not one of them complains about their age, their looks, none of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should have went right off of that. They should have just redid that, but with these characters.
It's so tone deaf and it's so out of touch with who their audience is. Now, granted, I'm on the younger side of their audience, but their audience that is my age and older, and even, I don't even know if age has anything to do with it. I think if you're somebody that just watches Sex and the City, obviously you're going to see, and just like that, and you're going to see they're a little older. Don't acknowledge it. And if you do acknowledge it, like, make one little joke and then go on with your lives. It was the constant theme every single time.
So that's on HBO Max.
Right.
Also on HBO Max, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2021. So you turn that on, and it was the first half so far that I've seen has been amazing, by the way. Okay. Taylor Swift looks amazing. Yeah. Probably the best she's ever looked.
But, I agree.
So she inducted Carole King, who came out and sang and was amazing. Mm. The second inductee was LL Cool J. And Dr. Dre came out and brought and inducted him. So LL came on stage after that and performed some songs with some special friends came out. So I have that for you. So the whole time I'm watching this, I'm saying all these people are over the age of 50, and look at them.
I'm going back to Cali.
Nah, I don't think so.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Better than anybody, I don't care. You tell I accept.
Is that M?
That's Eminem coming out.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't even know Eminem was going to be there. So both of them on stage doing that.
You've been waiting and debating for so long.
Wow.
They made Bolt look fantastic.
Oh, of course. Okay, first of all, Eminem's only 49.
He's 49, but still. LL is 50-something.
53.
53.